我们也祈求你加深我们追求的心，求你也保守我们在这一个地上的生活上一直快跑的来跟随你，说求你不叫我们的时间，不叫我们的精神单单被地上的事情所消耗，说正是叫我们思念天上的事过于思念地上的事，我们正是求你叫我们借着有限的时间得到更丰富的属灵的亮光和生命的供应，说今天早晨这一点的时间的里面，我们也特别求你恩待我们，正是你与我们同在指点我们所当走的路，我们也正是求你照着你自己所应许的，你的话就是灵就是生命，你的话进到我们的里面成为我们生命的供应，你的话进到我们里面丰富我们里面的心灵，正叫我们刚强又明亮的来走前头的道路，请你听我们的祷告，我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。我昨天讲过了，我要先问大家。
I warned you, I'm going to ask you some questions.
在使徒行传第四章的里面的。
In Acts chapter 4,
使徒们为主做的见证到底见证什么？
What was the witness that apostles made?
我稍微提过一下，在这一些见证乃是一直进行的，往前更加进步的。
I mentioned that those witnesses are progressive witnesses.
第二章的里头已经见证主耶稣什么？
In chapter 2, what was the witness?
第三章里头更进步的在见证主耶稣。
And how did the witness evolve in chapter 3?
第二章的里头见证了主耶稣从死里复活。
Chapter 2, they talk about the resurrection.
这见证主耶稣已经被升六位主为基督了。
It mentions that Jesus is now Christ and God.
第三章的里头能够见证主耶稣就是神所使用的仆人。
Chapter 3 talk about the servant of God.
而这一位的主耶稣做神的仆人，到最后有复兴万事。
And this servant will restore all things at the end of the world.
那么第四章叫做什么？
What did he do in verse chapter 4?
无论哪一位？
Anybody?
除了耶稣以外，别无拯救。
除了耶稣以外，别无拯救，这个跟第二章里头已经有了。房角石。
The cornerstone.
但是什么叫做房角石？什么意思
？What does that mean？
对对
，Isaiah 28。
你要把圣经解开哈，不是把圣经拿出来。
Just the term is not enough。
第二章、第四章里头很明显给我们看见，它有一件事是从前所没有见证的。
Chapter 4 is the one thing that was not in the previous testimony。
它乃是房角的头一块石头。
It's the first stone in the corner of the house。
根基
是一个根基
foundation
是真理的根基，什么的根基？
救恩的根基。
很对不起，不是。还有别的弟兄姊妹？
Anyone？
生命的根基。
foundation
of life。 对，到底还是何小东弟兄啊？教会的根基
foundation of the church。
所以我相信你们已经读过第四章了哈。
I trust that you have all read chapter 4.
所以为了节省时间，我们就整个不读了。
For the sake of time, we will not read it today.
但是弟兄姊妹，你去读第四章的时候，
But as your brothers and sisters read chapter 4,
像我昨天已经跟弟兄姊妹提过，
I mentioned to you yesterday.
你去看它记载的笔法，
If you look at how it was recorded.
你去看它给我们所有的图画。
Look at the picture it was trying to paint.
然后来领会他就是这样的笔法和图画讲出一个什么的真理来。
Try to understand what kind of truth it is trying to bring forth.
他绝不是随便写当初的故事的。
It is not a random writing.
他来写到这一些的事情乃是有个用意，要把他心中所负担的信息来讲明了出来。
It's a burden the writer is trying to bring forth.
在这里我们很会看见那一个的布景，
We can look at the setting.
乃是给我们看见使徒们被捉拿，
We saw the apostles were arrested.
然后放在一个地方来受到审问，
And they were put on trial.
在这一个审问他的人，
the people trying them.
乃是由几种不同的人组成的，
They were tried by tribunal. Several people were.
头一个呢是官妇。
The first was a government official.
第二个是长老。
Second, the elders of the church.
第三是文士。
Third, the scribes.
然后是祭司和守殿官。
Then the priests and the temple guard.
加上一个撒都盖人。
Then the Sadducees.
哦，洋洋大贯一批人。
A lot of people.
那你要问说为什么他这样的记载？
Why did they record as such?
这一帮的人在这里审问彼得和约翰。
This group of people was trying Peter and John.
你就会看注意到这一帮的人他的态度是什么。
You can recognize the attitude of these people.
这一帮的人在这一种记载的里头，他表示所用的方法是什么。
How did they try to express themselves?
我们这回看见他对事情是如何定规的。
How did they determine what the situation really was?
我们看过这一幅的图画。
We look at this picture.
就看见约翰和彼得两个人在他审问中间所有的态度。
And then we recognize the attitude of Peter and John during this trial.
然后他们释放回来了。
Then they were released.
他就来到另一帮的人的中间。
And they went to another group of people.
在这一帮的人是谁来组成的？
Who are this other group?
在这一帮的人，他这里叫做会友。
It is called the church.
或者叫做同伴
the companion.
或者是叫做一同走路的
the co-workers.
是这一帮的人他们在一起
they are work together.
到这一帮人在一起的时候
and this group of people,
他们的态度是如何
what's their attitude,
他们的方法是什么
what do they use?
他们的目的是什么
what's their purpose?
两个不同的记载
there are two different recordings.
我昨天讲了，我昨天还前天提了。
I mentioned yesterday or the day before.
我在高中毕业快要毕业的时候，正是对着许多什么美术的、音乐的、文学的都看了不起。
As I was graduating from high school, I looked down upon those artists and musicians.
到现在我是非常的可惜，我如果能够有七八个十几岁的话，一次的十几岁学一样，一次的十几岁学另外一样，样样都学好。
Now I feel sorry if I could turn back the clock. I will study art, I'll study music, and I'll do well in all of that.
我知道我稍微认识一点我自己。
I do know a little bit about myself.
你要知道你要去找心理学家，心理学家一定先有一个事情叫你认识你自己是谁。
If you ever go see a psychiatrist, one of the first tasks to try to do is to make sure that you know yourself.
我不知道你认识自己没有。
I don't know if you know yourself.
你如果不认识自己的话，你很难能够超脱自己的范围，叫你的学习能够有更多的。
If you don't know yourself, you cannot really enlarge yourself.
我只学着知道自己这一个人是交大毕业的。
I know that I'm a graduate of 交通 University.
我讲这句话并不是可夸。
I'm not really boasting.
乃是太矮吧。
Because I'm so square.
交大毕业是太矮吧。
All 交通University graduates are square.
你会看见交大毕业的学生在政府里头没有做大官的。
None of them has ever made a good position, attain good position in government.
只能做副局长，不能做局长的。
They can be a deputy of all government organizations, but never the chief.
埋头苦干实在是好。
They work hard,
但是思想非常的矮板。
But their thoughts are so square.
我因着这一件事情，叫我读圣经受到很大的限制。
Because of my squareness, and I found myself limited in reading the Bible.
所以等到我以后，我也盼望很努力盼望学一点文学家的那一点的技能。
So I really hope to learn from the writers.
啊，我就发现学文学的人读圣经应该比我们学工程的读得好。
The student of literature.Really had a better way into the Bible.
我也盼望这是学墨学艺术的。
I envy those artists.
我本来看个图画都差不多的，什么好在哪里呀、
？I used to feel all pictures are the same.
等到人来点字指点我的时候，哦，原来这个图画里头还有文章的。
Someone show me how to study and appreciate the picture.
所以我也就学着试着来读圣经来认识这幅图画。
And I try to learn the picture that the Bible is trying to.
不是一个字一个字去读的。
not to read it word by word.
那是把这一个所讲的事情放得远一点来看这幅图画。
We should stand back and look at these passages together.
我发现在这里有相当好的意义藏在里面。
It's really very meaningful.
所以第四章的里面的
In chapter 4,
你我去找真理上所讲明白的话。
We should seek what the truth is trying to tell us.
它和前头不同的。
What's different from the previous?
或者更往前进步的。
What is the progressive?
它乃是见证主耶稣是房角的头一块石头。
It's trying to witness that Jesus is a cornerstone.
到这个时候，你要查圣经字典了。
Now you need to buy the dictionary.
什么叫做房角的头块石头？
What is the cornerstone?
啊，这不是我祷告祷告祷告了三天，神告诉我，哦，房角头块石头是什么？
You just can't find that by praying for 3 days.
I know it. 我不太相信这一种所谓圣灵的启示。
Well, I don't quite believe that this kind of inspiration in prayer.
你必须要在非常清楚的头脑的里头去找圣经原意上的那个的解释。
You have to study the original meaning.Word cornerstone in the Bible.
房角的头一块石头乃是知道房子来说的。
The cornerstone is talking about the house.
真理的柱石。
That's the pillar of this house.
啊，对的，真理是柱石，不是头一块房角的石头。
The truth is the pillar. It's not the cornerstone.
而房角的头一块石头是知道房子来说的。
The cornerstone is for the house.
在犹太人的那些习惯的里面。
According to the habit of the Jews,
那一个房角的头一块石头有两个不同可能的解释。
The cornerstone has two possible meanings.
头一个乃是一座的房子角上的那一个的柱子。
The first meaning is really something at the corner of the house.
我想我们应该懂得也很浅，普通懂得一点建筑方面的事。
We should know a little about architecture.
在一个建筑的上面，房子的力量是在转角上的。
We know that structurally the house was really supported by the four corners.
是你会看钢筋水泥的房子转角上是特别粗的。
If you study a concrete structure, the pillars are the biggest.
无论是风来吹和地震的话，一个房子能够站得住的，就靠着角上的力量。
When there's a wind or earthquakes, the house depends on the corners.
啊，这一个的房角的石头也把两个墙连起来的。
And the corner also links two walls together.
才能够把这一个的房子成为一个真够的房子。
It will shape up this house.
第二个的可能性。
The second possibility.
乃是在他们犹太人建造房子的时候。
That's the way when the Jews are building a house.
他不是在墙底下挖出泥土来有一块的石头。
They are not trying to dig up a stone.From the dirt.
他乃是把石头的墙或者木头的墙盖起来了之后
After they built this wood or stone wall,
他有一块大的石头放在脚上的上面把它压住的
They put a big stone on top of this corner of the wall and kind of load the wall down.
这是两个可能性降到房角的头一块石头
The cornerstone could mean either one of the two.
但你无论是哪一种的情形
Which one?We're referring to,
这能够给我们看见在这里是知道一座房子
Now we see there's a house here.
那么我们一提到房子的时候
When we talk about the house,
我们的圣经的人就会领会了
Those we study the Bible,
神心目中的房子到底是什么
What is a house in the mind of God?
我想我们很容易记得以弗所书第二章
We remember Ephesians chapter 2
乃是神叫做圣灵居住的所在
That's a place that God's Spirit dwells.
你读圣经多读一点，马上这个印象会从你都出来的。
If you read more of the Bible, you have the same impression.
你再安静在主面前等候。
And then you wait quietly.
你就再去想到整个旧约的故事。
And you think about the whole story of Old Testament.
看见神来带领以色列百姓的。
How God was leading the Jews.
神为什么带领以色列百姓
？Why did God lead the Jews?
神给以色列百姓什么的恩典
？What kind of grace He gave him?
神给他恩典的时候，到最后到了登峰造极。是什么样的现象
What is the limit, what is the maximum amount that God gave them?
我们会看见神恩待亚伯拉罕
We know God blessed Abraham
神的工作没有完
And God's work has not finished
我们会看见神恩待以撒雅各
God blessed Isaac and Jacob
约瑟
Joseph
都没有完。我们会看见神在旧约的开头的时候，神的荣耀能够彰显出来的，乃是当会幕建立起来，是荣耀的耶和华曾向着亚伯拉罕显现。
Yes, the glorious God has appeared to Abraham.
他是做工的一个途径，不是做工的目标。
That's a way of his work.
是用神的能力显明出来，击打了法老，把以色列人带出来。
When God plagued the Egyptians,
神也叫他们过红海，给他们玛拿，给他们活水。
God took the Israelites over the Red Sea and gave them manna and gave them living water.
很多的神的恩，大能的作为。
Many different kind of gifts.
但是都不是神荣耀那样的彰显。
But it's not really the expressing of glory.
那个的彰显乃在会幕那里。
The glory was expressed at the tabernacle.
到出埃及记第四十章的时候。
Exodus chapter 14,
会幕建立起来了，
the tabernacle was built.
神的荣耀就充满在会幕的那里。
The glory filled the tabernacle.
这给我们看见那一幅神的图样。
Now we see that picture.
当我们再往下去看，
And then we move on.
说到神把以色列百姓再带到试炼的里面。
And he took the Israelites into trials.
哦，我们会看见士师记这些的故事。
We know the stories in the Judges.
但是到神的做工到一个地步了，
As God worked, reach a certain point,
能够神再欢喜快乐了，
and they can be happy,
乃是到所罗门把圣殿建造起来了。
Time when Solomon built the temple.
圣经告诉我们说神的荣耀充满在圣殿的里面，
and the Bible tells us that God's glory filled the temple.
比在会幕的时候所充满的还要厉害。
More than what he did for the tabernacle.
充满到一个地步，甚至祭司都不能站立侍奉了。
Filled in such a way that even the priest couldn't stand up in front of the glory.
意思不需要第三者像祭司一样当做一个媒介。
They don't need a third person, the priest, as a link between people and God.
神的荣耀直接临到所有以色列百姓的身上。
God's glory came down to all the Israelites.
这是最最荣耀那些的境界。
That's the most glorious.
所以你我就看见在整个旧约的里面的，
Now we see in the old, entire Old Testament,
神在以色列百姓的作为，
the way the Lord works, among the Israelites,
做乃是的会幕或者的圣殿，
and, it leads to the tabernacle and the temple.
但是我们读圣经都会知道，
Now we read the Bible,
无论是圣殿也好，会幕也好，
whether it's the temple or the tabernacle,
都是一个的预表，
they are all just foretellers.
它这一个的预表所指明的，
They are pointing to,
乃是指明到启示了最最的末了，那个圣城新耶路撒冷。
And it's pointing to the New Jerusalem as described in Revelation.
启示了21章、22章的里面。
In the Revelation chapter 21,
他说：“他我未见城里头有殿。
”I didn't see there was a temple in this city.
因为神和羔羊就变成城的殿。
Because God and the Lamb.Was a temple.
这告诉我们这个殿扩大了。
We know that the temple is now enlarged.
整个的圣城性耶路撒冷就像神的殿一样的。
The whole new city Jerusalem is like the temple.
你听见他那里有一句伟大的宣告。
And there was a great proclamation.
都成了。
All is finished.
到完成的时候就带到永永远远的勇士。
All is accomplished to the end.
所以你会看见神的工作。
Now we can see God's work.
在旧约中间给我们一点指引，
In the Old Testament gave us a lead.
把新约的末了给我们一点写明，
And it was revealed at the end of New Testament.
乃是说到神与人同在，
And talk about God dwells with.
乃是神的说到神得着一帮的人，不是得着一个一个的人。
Godreaches into everybody, not individually.
乃是不是单个的，乃是团体的。
It's a whole people, not individual.
只有当这样团体的被神得着，神的心意才能够满足。
Only this entire people was reached, then God becomes satisfied.
你去看圣经中这样一个大概的图画。
You can see this picture in the Bible.
你就能够明白《使徒行传》第四章了。
Then you know, can understand.Acts chapter 4.
所以使徒行传第四章告诉我们什么？
What does Acts chapter 4 tell us?
圣灵借着这一帮的门徒，
The Spirit uses his disciples,
把耶稣基督一步一步的启示见证出来。
They progressively witness to Jesus Christ.
这见证出来，他是从死里头复活了。
First, witnessing his resurrection.
神把立他为主为基督了。
God made his Lord and Christ.
他的这一个为主为基督的地位上。
In that position,
他来完成神的托付。
He fulfills the responsibility.
他完成托付的时候的表现乃是神的仆人。
He became a servant of God.
而他完成这个表现的结果乃是复兴万物。
The result of this servant is the restoration of all things.
而在这一个他来完成的工作的时候，
During this period of work,
他工作所做出来的，
What have they done?
我们会看见第二章第三章讲到耶稣基督。
Chapters 2 and 3 talk about Jesus Christ.
但是要问说他这样做工做来做去做出一个什么样子的东西来呢？
What is the result of his work?
什么是他工作的目标呢？
What is the goal of his work?
我们一个人在神面前侍奉神要紧的是忠心。
We're supposed to be faithful in our service.
忠心是忠忠诚诚的，乃是低着头埋着头来服侍主的。
To be faithful is we work for God no matter what happens.
但是我们必须要抬起头来来看，说神啊，你接着我来做工，最后的目标到底是什么？
But we should lift up our heads from time to time to see the goal that God has made for us.
没有目标的工作，这是等于没有工作。
To work without goal is that no work at all.
在圣经里头给我们看见的。
The Bible let us see.
神工作有一个的目标。
There's one goal.
这一个的目标乃是圣城性耶路撒冷。
This goal is a new city, Jerusalem.
但这个是从天上在那做的。
Start working in heaven.
啊，你会看见启示了怎么讲呢
？How did the revelation say?
就圣城性耶路撒冷从神那里由天而降。
It came down from heaven, this new city, Jerusalem.
这告诉我们说，圣城性耶路撒冷到天上做好的。
It was made in heaven.
到做好的时候就落下来了，就到新天新地的里面。
It was finished and it came down from heaven.
那么神在天上怎么做？
How did God make up this city?
神在天上所做的，
God is making,
逐渐完成的，
accomplishing it gradually,
就是在时间的里头来建造他的教会。
He's building his church.
所以第四章里头就给我们看见神工作所有的对象。
Chapter 4 tells us about how God works.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩稍微多一点的时候，
For those of us who have been in the Lord a little longer,
我们会有许多的不满意。
We may have many dissatisfactions.
一个人是很特别的。
A person is special.
没有听见福音之前，这个人这个不满意那个不满意，就不满意的物质上的享受。
Before he received Christ, he was not satisfied about his physical surroundings.
啊，一信主就满意了。
After he received, they are satisfied about it.
哎呀，不像一般的人去追求钱财、追求物质的享受了。
They no longer go all the way to seek the material things.
有耶稣基督在我里面，我就满足了。
Jesus Christ is in me, I'm satisfied.
我的灵魂永远得救，我就满足了。
My soul is saved.
这个满足是永永远远的满足，不是今天的满足。
Eternal satisfaction, not only today.
啊，今天遇到难处，祷告祷告，主给我解决。
If I have a problem, I pray and God will help me.
啊，我里头觉得很喜乐。
I'm very happy.
那是很好。
That's good.
但是过一段时间，
But after a while,
又不满意了。
Dissatisfaction.
你们有没有不满意啊？
Have you ever been dissatisfied?
不满意是我圣经根本不懂的。
We are not satisfied for not being able to understand.
哎呀，虽然这位主是很真实，
we know the Lord is true.
这位主到底是如何，我也搞不清楚。
But how is he? We are not really that sure.
神的确恩待我，
God has blessed me.
但他恩待我为什么，我也搞不清楚。
Why did he do that? I don't understand.
你再次遇到一些的试探和难处，
some temptations come.
发现别的人在这样试探难处的很容易胜过。
Others can face those temptations, no problem.
我在这样的试探难处中就软弱下去了。
But I'm weak under such temptation.
就是没有跌倒的话，我只是喊救命主啊，救我救我，不救我的话，我就堕落下去了。
Even though I have not fallen, but I have to cry help help, otherwise I'll fall.
哎呀，我就发现我的灵性上很幼稚。
I know I'm rather immature.
啊，你这样追求追求，你的灵性上有长进了。
So if you study and seek more, and your spirit strength grows,
在试探上也能够站得住了。
You can stand firmer.
哎呀，你能够满意一点了。
You are more satisfied.
但是慢慢会发现，
But then you discover
我在身边就没有什么功用。
I'm useless in front of.
我自己蛮稳住了。
I'm fine.
却没有因为别人因着我得救的。
But nobody was saved because of me.
别人因着我而灵命上长进的。
Nobody has grown in faith.
啊，一个不幸的朋友。
There's one friend.
我也很关心他。
I'm very concerned.
一次去看他。两次跟他谈
several times,
三次再去跟他谈
third time I visited him,
他的我口都干了他还不感动
I really am out of words、
哎、这祷告祷告都不行
I pray no effect、
啊、看见有些基督徒软弱下来了
I see some Christian weak,
我真很为他难过
I'm concerned,
我也去劝他
I talk to the
劝来劝去无动于衷
I counsel him, but there's no response.
他也看看别人
We look at others.
一传他就感动流泪祷告了你看
Every visit, somebody believe.
这我跟他讲了三天三夜他都不祷告的
Talk to individual three days and no response.
哎呀发觉自己在身边的功用上不行
So I look, feel myself useless.
啊到那个时候你就不满意了
That time you won't feel satisfied.
只像一个人在地上活着一样的
Just like a person living in this world.
小的时候在家里面
Young in the house.
爸爸围着我，妈妈围着我，哥哥围着我，姐姐围着我，天下就是我。
I'm the center of the home. Father and brothers, sisters, they all serve me.
啊，我要得着东西得着了，我就喜乐；我得不着了，我就闹，我就哭。
What I want, I get them. If I don't, I scream.
等到你大了15、16岁、17、18岁的时候
，When you become a teenager,
你才发现需要照顾弟弟妹妹了。
No, you have to take care of your little brother.
哎呀，你单单功课做得好，弟弟功课做得不好，你心中不大舒服了。
Even though you may be alright in your schoolwork, but if your brother is not, you don't feel good.
到了18岁、20岁左右，你才会关心父母的劳苦了。
When you're in the 20s, you are concerned about your parents.
啊，我这个现在懂得了。
Now I understand.
现在养孩子好苦哦，从前呢？从前养孩子好苦哦。
In the past, it's hard to bring up children.
他们只是会要求，只会要求，也不知道我爸爸多苦。
They want this, they want that, they don't know my problem.
哎，等到孩子到20几岁，他也领会我的苦了。
Now my children are in their 20s, they start to appreciate my work.
但是我也要告诉你们的。
But I want to tell you.
一个人过舒服的生活，最好年龄不要超过16岁。
If you want to live a comfortable life, worry free, you should be younger than 16.
哎，过了16岁，苦啦，苦啦。
Suffering.
我已经跟你们讲过了
I have told you that.
结婚还可以最好不要有孩子
Maybe all right to get married, but don't have any children.
有孩子就苦了
We have children, suffering begins.
哎呀你说我林弟兄我这个孩子真是一会儿叫一会儿哭喂奶晚上都要喂好苦
Brother Ling and my child is just a mess It's very hard to fussy, very fussy, very hard to take care of.
我就笑笑说苦在后头这个不算苦的。
I just smiled at the individual that there's even worse time to come.
当着孩子长大的时候不是叫你这么累乃是叫你睡不着觉。
When the child grows older, you may not be as tired, but you just can't fall asleep.
但是一个人生命老练了就顾到别人了。
When the person matures, they are concerned about others.
生命的老练不是在于你跟人那里去得着什么。
The maturity doesn't mean that we want things from others.
生命的老练乃是在于把你自己所分给别人去关心别人。
Maturity is I want to care for others.
一提到这一个在属灵的事情上，我觉得太软弱。
From this, I feel that I'm very weak in spirit.
是你有一个的不满足。
So when I'm not satisfied,
你就在神面前有所祷告。
I pray.
神也恩待你。
And God bless you.
叫你侍奉上慢慢有果效。
Let you see the result of your.
有的人因着你听传福音而得救了。
Somebody believes because of your sharing the gospel.
有的人也因着你的缘故，大家都爱主了。
Somebody loves the Lord more because of your service.
哎，我发现我这个人被主用了。
Oh, the Lord is using me.
哎，蛮满足的。
I'm satisfied.
哎，这个我比从前好一点了。
Better than I was.
但当你这样往前去的时候。
Move on.
你以后又有一个问题
Another problem comes.
我这样帮助人帮着人得救帮助人爱主
I'm helping people to receive the Lord to love the Lord more
我自己也更加的长进更加的老练
I'm growing and maturing
这是神的目的吗
Is that a goal?
这是神的目的吗
Is it God's goal for me?
你发现不是
It's not
神并不是要零碎个别的热心的基督徒
God does not really need individual Christians who are maturing and good.
神不是要一些属灵的大汉。
God does not want someone very strong in spirit.
神乃是要一个的教会。
God wants a church.
个人再顺灵再老练，神的心不能满足。
No matter how spiritual, how mature the individual is,
神,
God is not satisfied.
神必须得做教会。
God needs a church.
就像摩西时代中的必须有个会幕。
Just like Moses' time, there must be a tabernacle.
所罗门时代必须有圣殿。
Solomon's time must be a temple.
到哪一个的时候，神的荣耀才能够彰显？
Only at that time, God's glory may be expressed.
我附带的提一下。
I must mention on the side.
什么叫做荣耀？
What is glory?
哎呀，这个太抽象了。
This is an abstract term.
我看了好几本的圣经的字典。
I've used several Bible dictionaries.
也只有一些的解经的书。
And also commentaries.
讲到荣耀，越读来读去，越读头脑越糊涂。
When you talk about glory, the more I read, the more confused I am.
啊，你知道我们常常看字典的，就是一个苦。
So you, when you use the Bible dictionary, this is something you should notice.
你不知道这个字什么意思，他给你一个的解释。
If you don't know what this word means, it gives you an explanation.
你根据解释的字去查考，他给你重新一个字。
But when you look into the explanation, then there's a circular definition.
读了末了，还不知道他到底讲什么。
At the end, after you chase around several words, you don't know what you have found.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你要知道读圣经了。
You know when you read your Bible,
能够发现问题，那是表明你会进步。
When you discover a question, it means that you are improving.
你没有问题，表明你没有好好读圣经。
If you don't have any questions, you have not studied carefully.
问题不一定得到解答。
The question may not be answered.
但你总心中有一些问题。
Well, you still have some questions.
我对荣耀本来就是个很大的问题。
I never understood glory.
到底什么叫做荣耀？
What is glory?
我不相信天主教的图画。
I don't believe in the picture in the Roman Catholic Church.
主耶稣在克西马尼园一个大石头前头跪着那里祷告。
The picture that Jesus leaning on the rock and praying.
一个光从那边照过来。
With a light on his face.
他脸上有一圈白光。
And there's a halo.
哦，这叫荣耀。
That's glory.
我不相信。
I don't believe.
主耶稣那个时候没有脸上发光的。
Did not have a shining face.
所以我就不知道到底荣耀是什么。
What is glory?
有一天我就听见的英国来的 Austin Sparks 讲道。
One day I heard the English preacher Austin Sparks.
他在台湾讲。
He went to Taiwan.
他讲叫什么是荣耀？
He was explaining what glory was.
那是神做工到一个的地步。
That is your work with God.
叫他隐藏的本性叫做发挥出来。
The character that was originally hidden now is revealed.
哦，发挥出来，发挥得非常的喜乐，就叫做荣耀。
Such a happy state and that's glory.
我不知道你听懂了没有。
I don't know if you understand that.
你听懂了宝贝不宝贝
？If you understand, do you treasure that?
你如果不懂，很可惜。
If you don't understand, you're sorry.
你如果听懂了而不喜乐，表明你这个问题还没有。
If you understood but you're not happy, then this problem is still with you.
那一次我听懂了，我非常的喜乐。
After that time, I was very, very happy.
什么叫做荣耀
？What is glory?
神做工到一个地步。
God works to the
不是勉勉强强的。
I'm not forcing it.
哎，我们看有些基督徒。
We know many Christians.
说他不信主嘛，冤枉他。
If you say they're not really Christians, that's not fair.
说他信主嘛，也真是讲不出口来。
But you really can't say that this is a true believer.
你看见这个没有荣耀。
No glory.
但是有一些人蒙恩的。
But somebody who are blessed.
那不一定老练。
Not mere, not doesn't have to be mature.
哎呀，刚刚新蒙恩的。
Some new believers,
你看他做的见证，你看他讲的话，你会看见说真是红光满面的。
You know that there's glory.
他非常的喜乐光景表现出来的。
They were overjoyed at their express.
在那里我们看见神的荣耀显明出来了。
And that's the expression of the glory.
但这种的荣耀的显现
This kind of glory,
它是零碎的。
It's not that deep.
神的荣耀怎么能够显现的伟大呢？
How can we really fully express?
那是在会幕或者圣殿建造起来的时候。
Expressed during the building of the temple, the completion of the tabernacle and the temple.
那是到这样的会幕和圣殿建造起来了。
After the tabernacle or temple was built,
神本性一切的丰盛都彰显出来。
The fullness of God was expressed.
彰显的他红光满面，非常的喜乐。
Light, happiness, joy.
这个叫做神的荣耀的彰显。
That's the glory of God being expressed.
今天神的荣耀彰显在哪里？
Where is the glory of God being expressed today?
今天荣耀并不是彰显在一条顺灵的大汉身上。
The glory of God is not expressed through those so-called spiritual men.
这个今天荣耀是彰显在教会。
The glory is expressed through the church.
基督教从马丁路德之后已经有四五百年了。
400 years since Martin Luther.
在前上这四百年来，都是主道一件神所用的大的仆人。
In the first 400 years, we see so many great servants of the Lord.
哦，这叫属灵的伟人。
The great characters.
但是你去找圣经来读。
But if you read the Bible,
你再去看神所做的。
And see what God does.
越到越末后的时代。
As we go to the last days,
圣经的属灵的伟人减少
，the so-called great men, the great spiritual men, are fewer and fewer.
神要做的
，the way that God wants,
乃是神要得着一些教会
，God wants a church,
把神的荣耀彰显出来
，church to express the glory.
这一件的事是神的心意
，this is God's will.
神在犹太人中也在做
，and God was working through the Israelites.
我们看见这里所提的。
We see here in chapter 4,
彼得和约翰对这一帮的人讲
Peter and John shared with these people,
你看官夫代表政治
there were politicians,
长老代表社会
there were elders in society,
文士祭司受殿官是代表宗教
the scribes and priests, they are religious leaders.
文士是代表律法
the scribes were lawyers.
你知道他是传讲律法教导律法的
they interpret the law, they teach the law.
祭司乃是指导在神面前来服侍神的
the priests were servants of the Lord.
守殿官乃是来管理这个的圣殿的
temple guards take care of the temple.
这一帮的人是谁呢
who are they?
乃彼得和约翰说
the Peter and John said,
他是你们匠人
They refer them as the workers.
第十一节。
In verse 11,
这一帮的人乃是一帮匠人。
Those people were just a builder.
乃是来建造一个神的殿的。
And they are supposed to build this temple.
这一帮的人乃是建造出犹太人中间一个的团体。
They were building this group among the Jews.
在这一个团体的里头来显出神的荣耀的。
They are supposed to express the glory of God.
但这一帮的匠人呢、
builders,
这是瞎了眼睛的
they were blind,
把一块非常宝贵的石头丢掉了
and they discarded one very precious stone.
这块石头当中就是主耶稣
this stone is Jesus.
他说主耶稣是你们匠人所弃的那一块的石头
this is a stone that your builders rejected.
神把它拿来了
and God takes it.
神看见这一帮匠人简直差劲
and God said these builders were incompetent.
算了
Forget it.
我来做这一个东西
I'll build it myself.
他就神就把这一块的石头
He takes this very stone,
乃是成为房角的头一块石头
makes that a cornerstone.
说成为石头什么
What does that mean?
有了这一块石头神来建造起一个房子来
With that stone, the whole building depends on it.
这个的房子才是神心目中间所要达到的目标
This building is the goal of the Lord.
是在第四章的里面的
In chapter 4,
乃是使徒们来见证
The apostles makes a witness.
这意味着主耶稣是房角教会的头一块石头。
This Lord Jesus is that cornerstone.
或者他是脚上那一块石头。
The cornerstone.
把两边的墙连起来了。
The two walls together.
或者是房角的那块的石头。
Maybe the stone.
叫它稳定起来，经得起风暴雨雪。
That stabilized and loaded down the corner.
整个这个的房子靠着这一块石头才有可能建造起来的。
This whole house depends on this stone.
但是它不过是房角头一块石头。
But this is only a corner.
它还要积雪的来做。
And they're building, build upon.
来建造这一个的房子。
Somebody has to build upon it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你来看《使徒行传》第四章的时候
，So as we read Acts chapter 4,
你如果圣经稍微有一点的领会的话
，If you understand the Bible at all,
你马上会看见以弗所书的话都已经包含在《使徒行传》第四章里面。
You see that the book of Ephesians, the word in that is already.
我想我们读过以弗所书
We have studied Ephesians.
以弗所书讲什么
What did Ephesians tell us?
哎呀圣经新约的里头以弗所书哥罗西书最难读的
The Ephesians and Colossians are two of the hardest books
in the Bible to read 它不像罗马书
They're not like Romans.
哎呀，讲到人有罪啊，讲到主耶稣宝血啊，我们亲自经历的很好有感觉。
Talk about the man sin and the blood of Christ and how do we get saved?
以弗所书讲到创世之前的。
Ephesians talk about the before the beginning of the world.
讲到我们昏头脏脑，根本也不知道他讲什么了。
Wonder what they're talking about.
啊，只有我们读到第十二章的时候，还比较有一点感动。
We may know something.
哦，你们从前死在过犯罪恶之中。哦，不错，我这是死在过犯之中的。啊，主把我活过来了。
God raised me.
哦，主又把我升上天上，坐在天上。
Raised me to heaven and sitting there.
哎呀，这是感谢赞美主给我的。以弗所书看见神这么恩待我。
Praise the Lord, we see the blessings.
我听见有些弟兄姊妹这样做见证的时候。
I've heard people are giving testimony.
我心中也很喜乐。
I'm happy too.
但是我实实在在说，可惜。以弗所书不是讲这一个，以弗所书乃是讲教会。以弗所和哥罗西是讲神永远的旨意。我实在佩服保罗，他这个是超过他的智慧所能了解的。正如同加拉太书所告诉我们的，是神乐意把他儿子启示在我的心里面。
God is revealing his son Jesus into Paul.
我不是从人领受的。
Paul did not get it from man.
我不是借着人的。
God did not depend on.
那是神直接来的那个启示。
From God directly.
到以弗所书第三章的时候
，Ephesians chapter three.
他说我写信给你们，
I'm writing.
你们读了就知道。
You read and you understand.
我深知基督的奥秘。
I really know the secret of Jesus.
哎呦，好骄傲！
He proud?
不像我们中国人，哎，我不行。
Unlike our Chinese, no, I don't know anything about.
他说这个奥秘从前没有启示出来。
This secret has not been revealed before.
这一句话把旧约的人都打掉了。
So he was just get rid of all the Old Testament.
哦，难怪当初的犹太人非要把保罗搞死不可。
No wonder the Jews were want to kill Paul.
他意思摩西不知道。
Moses didn't know that.
大卫不知道。
David didn't know that.
是不是以赛亚不知道。
Isaiah didn't know that.
那个是神没有启示。
God did not reveal to them.
现在启示给他圣使徒和先知了。
Now it's God revealed them to the apostles and prophets.
他还没有说一点说爽快的启示给我。
Paul could be more direct.
保罗就知道是启示给我了。
They revealed to me.
是保罗写信给以弗所。
So Paul is writing to
the church. 那个叫以弗所的基督徒。
Talk about Christians in Ephesus.
超脱一点自己的感受。
They go beyond their own feeling.
当然，我们做见证说主怎么赦免我们的罪，我们很喜乐。
So when we witness how the Lord has saved us, we're happy.
哎呀，主恩待我，与我同在。
The Lord blesses and with us.
我有难处，主给我解决。
I have a problem, God help me.
那很好。
Very good.
但是这样解决来解决去有什么意思呢
？But what's the purpose of solving those problems?
就是你好。
Make you feel good.
哦，就是你上天堂。
Take you to heaven.
神的心就满足了吗？
And God is happy with that?
神的心没有满足。
No.
我们在神面前的感受都太以自己为中心。
We are really very selfish in our feelings.
现在自己的范围的里面。
We limit ourselves into our.
以弗所书把我们从自己范围中超脱出来了。
Ephesians takes us out of our own.
来看看神在宇宙中做什么。
See what God wants to do in the universe.
主耶稣说：“我父做工，直到如今我也做工。”
Jesus said that my father works until now I also work.
神啊，你做什么？
Well, what is God working?
我们要知道神的工作到底是什么。
We really want to know what the purpose of God's work.
我再做一点我自己的见证。
I give you my own personal testimony.
我在有的地方我做过见证。
Sometimes I did it before.
我自己在中学里头蒙恩得救。
I received the Lord while I was in high school.
那这就是神特别的怜悯。
Really great blessing.
神更怜悯我的，把我放在上海哈同路的聚会里面。
He also took me to a certain church in Shanghai.
我常常对弟兄姊妹讲
Many times to share with brothers.
按属灵方面来说，你们生在穷苦家里头，我生在有钱人家里面。
Spiritually, you are living in a poor house, but I live in a wealthy house.
不是我比你们聪明。
Not because I'm wiser than you.
那是我们在上海教会中这个家很丰富。
Because the church I went was really a very great church.
所以我就领受的就多。
I received a lot.
但虽然是这样的多。
Even so,
在我身上所领受的也是注重在生命经历上
but what I have appreciated most is what I feel in terms of my
真理上的领会很差
I didn't really know much about the truth.
你们知道在中国人的聚会所的团体啊。
We know that in those local church of China.
聚会所的团体的真经历这一件事情上实实在是好。
The local church really emphasized the personal experience.
你如果到今天去看的话。
If you go there today.
你碰到那一些地方教会他们的爱心那实在叫你佩服。
Really respect the way those local church members express love toward you.
你除非没有遇见他们。
If you may not have met them.
你遇见他们了，你就走不了了。
If you have met them, you cannot escape.
那实实在在的爱心。
The true love.
但是我在上海的时候。
But when I was in Shanghai.
是的，尼特森对真理上非常的好。
This is the inner side one. Please turn your tape over at this point. Thank you.
But himself, in truth.
读经之路这一本的书。读经之路这一本的书
There was a book, introduced earlier,
才讲有系统的讲到如何读圣经的
That was a Watchman Nee's book systematically discusses how you read the Bible
这是到1948年的秋天和冬天讲的我已经离开上海了
He worked on that book in 1948 the winter of 1948
是我在台湾的侍奉主的时候
So while I was serving the Lord in Taiwan
注重一点点的生命上的经历
More concerned about a personal experience.
我做了三年的工程师，辞掉了全世界佛事组。
I served as an engineer for 3 years, and I resigned my position, and I served the Lord.
按照工作方面也相当有果效。
According to my works, I see many results.
我做工程师一个礼拜上班六天。
When I was an engineer, I worked 6 days a week.
不光白天八个小时，晚上还要加班，有时到12点。
Not only the 8 hours day, but many times I have to work overtime.
我在这一种情况的里面
，in that situation，
在基隆传福音。
I preached the gospel in 基隆。
三年以后
，in 3 years，
我们聚会的主日的人数超过200位。
Our church grew from nobody to a group of 200。
没有全职传道人。
No full-time worker。
要是传道人的话，就是我工程师兼传道人。
I'm the engineer and the preacher.
以后我就全世界侍奉。
And then give up my engineer's job.
李昌州弟兄要我去台中。
Witness Lee asked me to go to 台中。
我到台中去的时候，聚会的人数只有80位左右。
When I first went there, there were only about 80 in the church.
光景都是很普通。
It's a so-so church.
我在佛事过了一年两年了之后。
In two years.
聚会增加到1倍，200人以上聚会。
There are more than 200 people meeting.
当然很忙
Very busy.
我也把我自己摆上很喜乐
I really give myself my all to the church.
但是以后我发现一件事
Then I discovered one thing.
什么事情呢
What's that?
有一件事情叫我很受刺激的
I was deeply hurt.
有一天我主日讲道下讲完
One day after my Sunday message.
刚刚下来的时候
Just after come down from
有一位蒙恩只有一年半的一位姊妹
new sister for about a year.
他说林弟兄啊你今天讲的道去年讲过了
Brother Lin, you preached the same message that you did last year.
哎呀满脸通红真是
So embarrassed.
为什么缘故呢
Why?
因为我只讲一些经历上的事
But I keep talking about my own personal experience.
经历事情讲一年已经蛮有本领的了
If you have enough experience to fill a whole year of sermon, it's already not bad.
好多神学毕业生到一个教会中去讲到讲3个月到就讲光了
new seminar graduates go to a church and after 3 months they run out of material.
哎呀我想怎么办
What should I do?
我发现我的缺陷在读圣经上
Problem is in the reading of the Bible.
所以我也下功夫读圣经。
So I really spend time with the Word.
我愿意加强刚刚读书介绍的。
I'm going to reinforce the brother who introduced.
我初步读圣经的只有2本最简单的参考书。
When I first started reading the Bible, I only have 2 study guides.
一本是斯科佛的圣经每一卷前头的那一个 introduction.
One is a Scofield reference Bible, the introduction to that.
另外一本就是这本圣经大纲。
Second is the outline of that Bible.
我采用这2本的圣经当作我的一个蓝本，把圣经好好的来读来分析。
I use these 2 books as main study guides and study the Bible carefully.
当然，这是我的开始。
That's the beginning of.
我再花了功夫来读。
I spent more time.
哎呀，都过一段时间，讲到有材料了。
After a while, my sermon was greatly enriched.
超过我经历的范围。
It went beyond my personal.
有好多圣经中神的工作超过我所领受的。
Many times the word is beyond my personal experience.
从前我读圣经只是我自己有领受的，我感动；我自己没有领受，我不感动的。
As I read the Bible, I was trying to confirm my experiences.
但是以后我发现，我把这么大的圣经缩小了，适合我的经历。
Then I take the whole Bible and put it in me.
我必须要改变。
I must change.
把我圣经，把我自己放在圣经里，让圣经的真理把我这个人扩大。
I have to enlarge myself to fit the Bible.
啊，这是读经不同的态度哈。
This is a different attitude.
我没有时间跟你们解释了。
I don't have time to go.
是这样，我好好来读圣经。
I really studied hard.
啊，很好。
Very, very good.
做工方面好了多了。
I see more results in my work.
这样又过了差不多一年半。
Another year and a half passed.
哎，怎么莫名其妙有一个问题在我里面
？There's a question coming in.
哎，我也不知道谁问我的。
I forgot who asked me that.
就是你这样为神做工，到底是不是神要你做的
？You're working so hard for the Lord. Are you sure that's what God wants you to?
哎，这个很麻烦。
Well, that's a tough question.
到底神做什么
？What does God do?
我所知道的，传福音叫人得救。
I know that I'm just going to preach the gospel.
得救了之后，叫人爱主。
When those people believe, ask them to love the Lord.
爱主了之后，叫人侍奉。
After they know how to love,
侍奉了之后，叫人得救。
And when they serve, they lead others to Christ.
得救了之后，叫人爱主。
When the others believe and they love the Lord,
爱主叫人侍奉。
And they serve the Lord,
侍奉再去传福音，叫人得救。
And they preach the gospel, have lead more.
人子转来转去，转来转去的。
It's a cycle and ending.
啊，你有没有看见猫啊？
Have you ever looked at the cat?
猫自己尾摇自己尾巴，你见了没有？
Tail.
摇尾巴，转来转去，转来转去，还是摇尾巴的。
Keep turning, turning, turning.
哎呀，我就发现像一只猫摇尾巴一样的。
I feel myself like that cat.
一直转，一直转，一直转。
I'm turning around this circle.
到底神做什么？
Is that what God want me to do?
哎呀，非常的为难。
It's a tough question.
我自己没有答案。
I don't have an answer.
我只知道自己这样的服侍主。
I only know that to serve the Lord.
我上圣的读到马太福音。
I read Matthew.
主耶稣说，他在来的时候，有一些人关在门外。
Jesus said that one day when he comes, some will be left out.
他们问说，主啊，我们不是奉你名传道，奉你名赶鬼，奉你名行许多的异能吗？
The people said, Lord, Lord, didn't we preach in your name and cast out devils in your name and healed many in your name?
我相信他不敢撒谎，对不对？
Well, they were telling the truth.
那一天还敢撒谎啊
？That day, you know, they can't lie.
他的确确奉主的名传道，奉主名也赶鬼了，奉主名行许多异能的。
Those people did many things in the name of the Lord.
但是主还把他们关在门外，不能享受主人的快乐。
The Lord kept them outside the door.
我说主啊，我今天来奉你名传道，到有一天关在门外，那岂不是太可惜了？
I said, Lord, I'm working so hard for you. If you keep me out the door, isn't that a pity?
我这个人算不了什么，但是我自己想想，自己也蛮了不起的。
Although I'm nothing, but I really have done a lot.
我把我这么好的前途都放弃了。
I gave my engineers.
我自己把摆上了。
I gave my all.
不光把我自己摆上了。
Not only my all.
我妻子儿女全家都摆上了。
My wife, my family, everybody.
摆到有一天关在门外。
One day I was kept outside the store.
我这个实实在在太叫我为难了。
That's tough.
哎呀，所以我就问说，主啊，到底你在做什么工？
The Lord, what are you trying to do?
你在宇宙中什么目标？
What's your goal in the universe?
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是我还要讲道。
But I really still want to share with you.
我一个礼拜平均要讲两次道。
I preach twice a week.
当我去讲道的时候，
when I go there preaching,
里头有个感觉。
I have a feeling in my heart.
你是瞎子领瞎子，一同掉在坑里。
You are the blind leading another blind.Fall together.
你不敢告诉人。
But you can't tell anyone.
哦，他们听我讲都还很受感动。
Those people are eager to hear what I have to say.
我都是有苦说不出来的。
So I really have no way out.
所以我就读圣经。
So I just have to go back to the Bible.
我为了这一个的缘故，把新从圣经中创世纪读到启示录。
For this reason, I read the Bible completely again once.
找不到答案。
No answer.
越读到后头越着急。
As I'm reaching the end of the Bible, I'm more and more concerned.
本来说大概答案在后面。
Maybe the answer is to come.
说前头读过了还不要紧。
So we can read past those passages.
读到了启示了还不知道，那怎么办呢？
But I'm reaching the book of Revelation. I still don't have the answer.
启示了都读完了还没有答案。
I'm reaching the end of Revelation.
哦呦，实在的侍奉中心情下沉。
I was very depressed.
工作很开展。
Well, the work was fine.
聚会人数增加。
And the people are still coming to
church. 也相当多人爱主。
Many people love the Lord.
但是我里头越过越难过。
But I feel sorrier and sorrier.
所以我再读。
So I read again.
我第二次再读的时候，读到了哥罗西。
Second time when I reached Colossians.
保罗为他们祷告。
Paul was praying for them.
你知道祷告的意思就是他们没有得着。
I pray, those people have not received.
保罗每一个书信差不多都有感谢。
In every one of Paul's epistles, there was a word of thanks.
这个感谢意思他们已经有了。
The word of thanks means those people had it.
有了之后还有些没有的，所以保罗为他们祷告。
But since there are still some who did not have, so Paul prayed for them.
保罗为哥罗西的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Paul prayed for the people at Colossae.
叫他们满心知道神的旨意。
So that they would know fully God's will.
哎，我想保罗在哥罗西书讲神的旨意了。
Is it right? Paul was talking about God's will in Colossians.
我很专心的来读哥罗西。
So I studied Colossians hard.
四章读完了之后还没有答案。
After the four chapters, no answer.
哎呀，我时时的怪神，圣经写的不好。
Bible is not written well.
不像我们学工程的，写书很爽快，一二三，清清楚楚的。
Like engineering textbooks, so clear, one, two, three.
什么是它的定义
？The definition.
什么是它的性质
？The quality.
什么是里头的图样
？The diagram.
什么是它的运动的那个经过
？The function.
讲得明明白白的。
Very clear.
圣经你们我们他们不知道讲什么就是。
Bible talk about we they you.
啊，我也很难过。
We feel sorry.
但是我忽然想过来。
But then I had a revelation.
一定是我眼睛瞎了。
I'm blind.
不是神一定讲了。
God has said.
但是我的眼睛瞎了，我看不见。
But I didn't see it because I was blind.
所以我再读哥罗西书。
So I studied Colossians.
我祷告着主啊，求你开我的眼睛。
And I pray that God open my eyes.
叫我能看见你话语中的心意。
That I may see your will.
当我这样来读的时候。
Read like that.
读到哥罗西书第一章十五十六节。
And I read Colossians chapter 1 verses 15, 16.
爱只是那不能看见的神的像。
And he is the image of the invisible God.
是首生的。
The firstborn.
在一切被造的以先。
Firstborn of all creation.
哎呀，这一节圣经我早就读过。
I read this passage many times.
我曾经几年前编写过教会历史。我也是很注意到这一节圣经是当初第四世纪基督徒那个是教会所辩论的事。
I know that this verse was being a controversial verse since the fourth century church.
但是我虽然明白，我里头眼睛没有开启。
Although I know all that, but my eyes haven't been opened.
那一天，我实实的里头的眼睛好像忽然明亮了一样的。
All of a sudden, my eyes were opened.
这一位基督对着神来说的。
Christ is for God.
乃是那个看不见之神的像。
He's the image of the invisible God.
这个像的意思并不是神在天上也有两个眼睛，一个鼻子高高的。
The image doesn't mean that God has two eyes, a nose.
这是叫做神内在的本性在主耶稣身上表现出来。
For the character of God being expressed by Jesus.
他是首生的。
Firstborn,
一切被造的一切
the firstborn of all creation.
这乃是讲到整个神造的宇宙乃是让主耶稣表现出来的
That simply says the whole universe was there so that Jesus could express himself.
十六节给我们解释
16 gives us an answer.
因为万有都是在他里面造的
For in him all things were created.
乃是万有是借着他来造的
Both, they are all created for him.万
有也是为着他来造的
and all created through him.
万有在他里面来造的
and they were created in him.
乃是把主本性内在的那一个的本性拿出一件来造一样的东西
so they take some character of God out and build something.
你比方说在基督里都有他的威严
there's a sternness in Jesus.
有他的尊贵
there's a glory, nobleness
这一个东西造出来了是造出一只狮子
okay, so you built and there's a lion.
你看见一只的狮子
If you see the image of a lion,
不是仅仅看见狮子
okay, not just a lion.
在狮子身上把基督那一个的威严和尊贵显明出来了
lion express the power and the nobleness of Jesus
你们在 Cleveland 或者 Cincinnati 有没有动物园呢
Do you have a zoo in Cleveland or Cincinnati?
哎呀，做基督徒应该到动物园。
Christians should visit the zoo often.
基督徒不要老是在钢骨水泥的房子里面。
Don't all study in the concrete hall.
你不能够到野到非洲野地去。
You cannot go to Africa.
你到动物园中可以去看看。
But you can go to the zoo.
我在台湾也好，到美国也好，总有机会带着孩子去动物园。
I really enjoy taking my kids to the zoo.
我不是陪着孩子高兴。
I'm not.Trying to entertain them.
乃是我去欣赏一点在动物的身上所表现出来主耶稣不同的品性。
So I'm trying to see the character of Jesus being revealed through these different animals.
女孩子恐怕到动物园最快去看孔雀。
Girls go to the zoo. They like to see the peacock.
拿件红衣服去，孔雀开屏了，好漂亮。
Dressed in red and try to tease the peacock so that they would open up.
我十岁的男孩子，我也盼望学习一点，也领会孔雀的美丽。但是我也劝你们女孩子要去看看狮子雄壮的样子。我常常有机会的话，就站在狮子龙的面前。
Many times I stand in front of the lion's cage,
等着他站起来。
Waiting for him to stand up.
如果他吼一叫的时候，哎呦，那真是喜乐。
If he roars, I feel happy.
我看你喜乐什么？
What am I happy about?
耶稣基督那个庄严与威严的光景在狮子上显明出来。
The strength of Jesus was expressed in this act.
但是另外一方面，
But some another aspect,
耶稣基督里头还有一个叫谦卑，
and Jesus was humble,
劳苦
suffering,
为着别人牺牲。
Sacrificing for
你看见一只牛，就会看见主耶稣这个现象。
If you look at the buffalo, you'll see that.
吃的是草。
This cow eats the grass,
长出来是奶
and the milk flows out.
老了之后给它杀掉给你吃肉
and when the cow gets old, it was butchered for meat.
哎呀，你有没有机会看见牛被杀的光景？
Have you ever seen the cow being butchered?
哎呀，我真是常常觉得感谢主，我想生在一个很小的城里面。
Sometimes I thank the Lord I was born in a little city.
居住在大都市时代的社会的里头，做基督徒来说不是一个福分。
So if you live in a great city of today, it's hard to consider the blessing of being a Christian.
圣经的背景是农业社会，不是工业社会。
The background of the Bible is an agricultural society.
我看见人把牛牵去杀了。
I've seen people taking the cow to the slaughterhouse.
牛知道。
The cow knows about it.
那一个主人用绳子牵着他的时候
，His master leading her to the slaughterhouse.
牛跟着走。
Him,
这就我难过的
feel sorry,
他的眼泪一直流一直流
the cow had tears,
他没有挣扎
the cow did not struggle,
他如果挣扎一下把这个主人就一脚就踢死掉了。哎呀，我正看见主耶稣钉十字架的图样，生在牛的身上，把主耶稣谦卑劳苦的品质表现出来了。
God expressed the humbleness and the service and sacrifice of Lord Jesus.
所有的万有，神来创造，为了彰显主耶稣的荣耀。
God made all things to glorify Jesus.
到这一个万有，神做工做工。
And God made all things.
做到末了的时候
，at the end,
把耶稣基督的荣耀全部彰显出来了。
Express Jesus, glory fully.
这是到了新天新地了。
That's a new heaven and new.
到那一个时候，基督承受万有的。
At that time, Jesus is to inherit all.
万有都归给了他。
All things will belong to him.
照哥罗西书的话
，According to Colossians,
他在万有中间居首位。
He's the first of all things.
照以弗所书的话
，Ephesians,
万有在他里面同归于一。
All things were unified in him.
神的旨意完成。
God's will is accomplished.
神宇宙所做是为了这一个。
The whole universe was made.
为了这个的目标。
It's for this goal.
伟大的目标。
This great goal.
的长远的目标。
This eternal goal.
今天呢
？Today.
他乃是建造教会。
He's building the church.
教会是将来圣城型耶路撒冷的小影。
The church is really the image of this new heaven, new Jerusalem.
神在天上来造那个圣城型耶路撒冷。
As God is fashioning this new Jerusalem,
他所工作的场合就在地上的教会。
He's using the church this world.
他必须要得到教会了。
He has to win this church.
神的荣耀才能够彰显的完全。
And the glory of God will be fully.
神才能够借着这一个教会带到最后的目标。
It is through this church that the final goal is reached.
这是神的目的。
This is the goal of God.
神不改变的旨意。
And the God's unchanging will.
旧约的时代。
Testament,
神要盼望把这一个东西建造在犹太人的中间。
God was trying to build this in the Jews.
犹太人实在得天独厚，独厚。
The Jews are really blessed.
啊，我不知道你们遇见犹太人了没有
？I don't know if you have met any Jews.
中国人在美国读书啊，考试最不怕的。
Chinese students in the United States are not afraid of exams.
做事情不一定比得上美国学生。考试起来那是中国人绰绰有余的。
Taking the exam is nothing according to the Chinese.
在美国有很多中国好的教授。
There are many very good Chinese professors in the United States.
但是不太多有顶尖的教授。
But they are not very prominent ones.
你碰见犹太人就没有办法了。
So when you see the Jew, you cannot deny it.
好多顶尖的教授是犹太人。
The most prominent professors were the Jews.
神实实在在特别恩待了他们。
God really blessed them.
以往的历史，犹太人这样亡国两千年了，还能够复国的。
There's no such thing in history that the nation has been destroyed for 2,000 years yet it was restored.
旧约一千多年的工作都集中在犹太人身上。
1,000 years of Old Testament times, the Jews were the emphasis.
其他的民族神管也不管。
The others are called Gentiles. They were ignored.
你不知道嫉妒不嫉妒啊？
Are you envious?
啊，连主耶稣在的时候，那个迦拿的妇人去要主，主耶稣还骂他是狗了。
Even when Jesus' time, the Canaan woman asking the Lord help, the Lord referred to her as a dog.
那桌子上的饼不可以给狗吃的。
The bread on the table is not fit for the dog.
幸亏这个迦拿妇人很聪明。
Fortunately, this Canaanite woman was smart.
我不够资格来吃桌子上的饼。
She said, "Oh yes, I'm not fit to eat the." Bread on the table.
但你这块的饼掉到地上来了，我就有资格吃了。
But I can eat the scraps which has fallen on the floor.
所以他说，我也吃，狗也吃桌子上掉下来的碎渣。
Because the dog will eat those scraps fallen from the table.
主耶稣称道，这个妇人信心大。
Jesus said that this is a woman of faith.
知道主耶稣是这个桌子上的饼给犹太人的。
She knew that the bread was prepared for the Jews.
这是主耶稣在地上三年半的时间，唯一一次把恩典赐给外邦人的。
This is the only time in the Jesus.Service that he gave his glory or his blessing to a Gentile.
神的盼望在犹太人中间。
God's hope is among.
这个盼望是托给这一般的官府、长老、文士、祭司长、守殿官。
This hope has been entrusted to those government officials, the scribes and the priests.
但是这一帮的人把神所设立的那一块宝贝的石头丢掉了。
But these builders discarded, rejected this.
彼得约翰做见证说
Peter and John made a witness,
你们所丢的这块石头
the stone that you have rejected,
神已经就要成为房角的头一块石头
that's a cornerstone of the house.
神重新建造一个团体来代替你们犹太人
God is going to make a new group start a new group of people to replace the Jews
你在圣经使徒行读下去了
you read the Acts,
你会发现犹太人所以要杀害除灭这一帮的信奉这道的人就为这个原因
You know the Jews really are eager to destroy the disciples just for this very reason
他们不光是为了个人
Not only they're for themselves
乃是发现这一帮的使徒把整个犹太的团体都丢弃掉了
They were so upset that these group of disciples they reject the entire Jewish nation
他们实在受不了
They couldn't stand it
但是感谢赞美主
But praise the Lord
这神所做的事
This is what God wants.
是在这里给我们看见两幅的图画
so we see two pictures here,
两帮不同的人
two type of people,
那个老旧的团体
the old group,
他们的方式他们的性质是怎么样呢
What's their property?
他们基本的被神所弃绝因为他们弃绝了主耶稣
they were rejected by God because they rejected Jesus.
而等到彼得和约翰到这帮会友的那里了
Peter and John come to this, this group, the church,
他们基本的态度那是尊敬主耶稣
and, those people, they respect the Lord.
大的分别
There's a great difference.
在地上任何一个基督教的团体
Any Christian organization in this world,
如果在尊敬主耶稣身上不够强
if they don't respect Jesus that much.
我不相信这个团体有多少属灵的价值。
I don't think this organization is valuable.
如果把一个传道人当作这个教会中间有大家显著的对象，
If we consider the preacher as a center of attention,
这是一个非常厉害的神面前的堕落。
We really fall in front of the Lord.
我常常听见有人讲话，有一些话很刺我耳朵。
There are many times people say something that hurt me.
有的人问说，某某弟兄，你在哪个教会里面聚会啊？
Dear brother so and so, which church do you worship?
他说我在灵山岗教会里面。
Did I worship in Belmont Lane Church?
哎呀，我听见是祸灾祸灾。
Sorry, woe to this individual.
我有大祸了。
Woe to me.
是不是我灵山岗的教会？
Who is Belmont Lane?
我有一次跟叫弟兄姊妹就讲了。
Once I told my brother.
我们每一个主日都有白饼。
Every Sunday we have communion.
弟兄姊妹很客气。
Brothers and sisters are very.
到要把饼传递了之后啊。
As it was, distributed,
先传给我头一个拿。
Okay, they distributed to me first.
哎呀，叫我难过死了。
I feel sorry.
我的思想跟弟兄姊妹讲。
So I shared with brothers.
我说求求你们不要头一个给我好不好
？Please do not give the first piece of bread to me.
哈、啊，有一天呢、啊，这个弟兄也是好心又给我了。
One day, brother gives the first piece to me again.
所以我主日讲的正式的讲。
So I spoke from the pulpit.
你们在主的桌子面前只要看见主，不要看见我。
In front of the Lord's table, you should see the Lord, not me.
如果你们一直看着我的话，我怕主要把我从地上拿掉。
If you keep looking at me, the Lord will take me away.
主是忌邪的。
The Lord is a jealous God.
这个字翻得爽快一点的是嫉妒的。
哎，
主不愿意任何人夺取他的荣耀。
He didn't want anyone to rob him of his glory.
我们不过旷野的声音。
We are only the voices.
说过就过去了。
After we said it.
我们不过主的奴仆。
We are only his bondservant.
那是他兴旺，我们衰微。
He will be magnified, and we will diminish.
教会不在乎一个传道人。
The church does not depend on the preacher.
教会也不在乎教会人数多。
Church does not depend on the number of people.
不在乎奉献的钱多。
Church does not depend on the amount of money.
不在礼拜堂高大。
Church doesn't depend on the building structure.
教会乃是叫人看见有耶稣基督充满在里面，叫人都尊重耶稣基督。
Church depends on the people so that they can see that the glory of God is revealed, expressed.
犹太的团体弃绝主耶稣。
The Jewish group rejected Jesus.
主所新的团体敬拜尊敬主耶稣。
This new group respect him.
犹太的团体乃是不关到事实，
so、the Jews group ignores the fact,
只关到局面。
So、they were concerned about their
我们让这些人再传这一个耶稣的话，由罗马人就要把我们夺去了。
They say that if we let those disciples preach the gospel, then the Romans may come and destroy everything.
但是彼得和约翰到了弟兄们当中的时候，就讲那些事实。
But Peter and John among the disciples and they preach the fact.
教会中间切切注意，不要顾到局面。
So please, the church people, don't worry about the things happening around.
要顾到事实。
We should be concerned about the fact.
搞政治的人一定要考虑局面，不能考虑事实。
If you're a politician, you worry about the situation, you manipulate it, you ignore the fact.
你如果搞政治顾到事实而不顾到局面的，你一定给人淘汰。
If you're a politician, you're concerned only about facts and not politics.You'll be ignored.
基督徒教会最起码是真实。
The Church of Christ should be truthful.
教的这犹太人的团体对事情怎么定规
？How did the Jews decide on a rule of
matters? 商量而决定。
They make a decision based on negotiation.
我们该怎么办
？What should we do?
商量出来，我们要恐吓他们。
Let's go out and threaten those disciples.
这个教会性的团体，
the church group,
这是跪在神面前来祷告。
They knelt down and pray in front of the Lord.
他不知道怎么办。
They don't know what to do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不知道怎么办的教会才是属灵的教会。
Dear brothers and sisters, the church doesn't know what to do. It's a spiritual church.
啊，有一些教会很能干。
Many churches know a lot.
事情一来到就知道怎么办。
Every time a situation arises, they know exactly what to do.
有一些传道和长老很能干。
Some preachers and elders are very smart.
事情一来到就知道怎么办。
Whenever a situation arises, they know what to do.
哎，叫人很佩服。
We respect them.
我告诉我看见光就才不佩服了。
But I don't respect them.
我才为他们难过。
I feel sorry for them.
就为正常的光景只跪在神面前来祷告。
The normal state is to pray, kneeling down.
今天的教基督教已经是那个芥菜种长成大树了。
Today's the Christian church is just like this mustard seed.
太有办法了。
So strong.
当初的教会是毫无办法。
The church in the New Testament times, they didn't have anything.
只是跪在主面前来祷告。
The only thing they know is to pray in front of.
啊，他们只有一个的态度。
They have only one attitude.
这是顺服主的命令。
They obey the orders.
主怎么讲，不计较代价。
Whatever the Lord says, they do, regardless of the price.
主怎么讲，不考虑得失。
Whatever the Lord says, they do, regardless of the success or failure.
这是把我们所看见、所听见的来见证出来。
So they just simply preach what they have seen as they have heard.
这是他们可以有个的祷告。
But they pray.
求神伸出手来。
They ask God to help.
来行神迹奇事。
Through miracles.
是你仆人耶稣的名行出来。
So that your servant Jesus.The name of the servant Jesus.
哎呀，在外面看着好可怜的一帮人。
Oh, they're to be pitied.
你看着那一帮的人。
You look at those groups.
官府。
The government officials.
长老。
The elders.
文士。
The scribes.
祭司长。
The priests.
守殿官。
The temple guards.
撒杜盖人。
Sadducees.
浩浩荡荡的一大批的。
A lot of people.
这里一批就是在那祷告祷告。
This group, they only know to pray.
那简直是没有办法的。
They are no match.
但是感谢主，他们祷告过，地大震动。
Thank the Lord. After they prayed, the whole earth shaked.
他们被圣灵所充满。
They were filled by the Spirit.
方短传讲神的道。
They were heartened to preach the gospel.
你会看见3000人得救。
3000 received.
震动了整个的犹太教。
They shook up the whole Jewish world.
这叫地上的教会。
This is a church on the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我真是巴不得我们能够看见。
I really hope that we can all.
我们需要求主叫教会兴旺起来。
We pray God to raise the church up.
我无论多大的恩赐，
No matter what kind of gift I have,
我不过是一个的肢体。
I am only one person.
我无论多大的才干，
No matter how smart I am,
我所显出的功用是有限的。
What I can express is.
能够个人都把功用显明出来了，
Everybody express your function.
教会才能够兴旺起来。
The church will prosper.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
但是在侍奉的里面，
When we serve,
要自己爱主，
If we love the Lord,
要自己服侍主，
we serve the Lord,
要服侍有果效，
we need results,
很不容易。
It's hard.
但是你要在教会叫别人爱主，
If you teach others to love the Lord,
叫别人侍奉主，
teach others to serve,
叫别人侍奉有果效，
teach others to have results,
更难。
That's even harder.
哎呀，我侍奉主开头侍奉的时候，
When I first started my service,
很热心，
I was very eager.
照着主所给我一点的恩典，愿意正式服侍主。
I tried to serve the Lord using whatever gift I had.
但是慢慢我在教会中的时候，
But then in my church,
搞得我心灰意冷。
I was so discouraged.
好复杂。
It's very
complicated. 都不像我所想象这么的简单。
Not like as pure as I first thought.
社会团体不简单，教会应该很简单的。
The regular organization is has strives. The church should be pure.
但是教会不简单。
But the church is not pure.
我以为天下中国人都跟我一样的。
I thought every Chinese is like me.
我发现中国人都跟我不一样。
But the Chinese are different.
个性上不一样。
The different personality.
看法上不一样。
Different in perspective.
态度上不一样。
Different in attitude.
哎呀，我看到侍奉的时候啊。
Many times when I serve.
算了，你们坐着，我一个人来吧。
Okay, you stay back. I'll do it myself.
让我一个人做一点还爽快一点了。
I'll take care of it and I can do it easier, more efficient.
但是主又不让我。
But the Lord won't let me.
只有在这样的光景中间和弟兄姊妹一同的来侍奉。
So I have to learn how to serve with my fellow brothers.
许多的难处因着自己的软弱和败坏。
Many times the difficulties are due to my own sin.
更多的难处因为跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
Well, it's even more difficult. More sufferings come because of this.Other brothers.
我实在是常常里头懊丧，为什么都没有一个好的教会。
I feel sorry. How come there's no good church?
但是主对我说，
But Jesus told me,
当那个教会显现的时候，就主来的时候。
When that good and perfect church comes, that's the time Jesus will
come. 今天你找不到一个圣经中所写的那个完美的教会。
Today there's no perfect church.
这是在你这一个的教会的中间。
In your own church,
把你自己摆上。
Yourself off.
彼此的帮助。
Help each other.
彼此的成全。
Help concerned with each other.
不是叫我到将来要我一个人得冠冕、
I don't really need a crown myself.
乃是叫别人也得冠冕。
Everybody should have this crown.
大家一同得冠冕，在以后新天新地才有趣。
If we all have a crown, then it will be interesting in this new heaven.
一个人得冠冕没有趣的。
If I'm the only person with a crown.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在第四章里头给我们看见。
Chapter four.
这一位被神立为主为基督的。
This person is a.Christ and Lord.
这位主乃是神的用仆人。
This servant of God.
这位主要来复兴万事。
This person that restores all things. 而
他今天所做的。
And what he does today.
乃是来建造他的教会。
To build his church.
但愿我们能够把自己投身在里面。
And all of you to give you all.
但愿我正像的甘夫人所讲的。
Just like Mrs. King.
甘，我不过是一滴水。
I'm only one drop.
掉在大海洋的里面
drop into the ocean.
找不到我了
There's no me.
在大海洋里面
I cannot find me in this
但是在每一个大海洋一滴水的里头都有我在里面
But every droplet of this ocean has a little of me.
不要做一个树林的大汉
Don't be a spiritual strong man.
那要做一个教会中一个肢体
Be a member ofChurch.
只有教会得着荣耀
the church have the glory,
我们才能够满足
and we will be satisfied.
神的心也能够满足
God will be satisfied.
我们低头祷告我们在天上的父神我们都敬拜你你不仅是有工作的主你乃是凭着你自己的旨意来行作万事我们敬拜你你总是在宇宙中间的工作来完成你当初所盼望的最后的荣耀我们谢谢你在你工作中间把我们也拣选的叫我们一同的有份我们谢谢你你不过恩待了我们叫我们常常享受你的恩典我们更谢谢你叫我们把我们放在教会中间也在我们的身上显出一点点的荣耀那叫我们和别的人一同的配搭好像你在教会中间得到最大的荣耀主啊正是叫我们消失在教会的中间叫我们能够在地上这一点的时间能够叫你的心得到满足请你听我们的祷告我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名